So I hope everyone whom we invited and all the friends among us received this invitation card.
这是讲到我们这次的聚会呢，有一个的主题啊，就是讲到创造与救赎。
And so this speaks of the topic for today, which is creation and redemption.
像刚才领会弟兄所提到的啊，我们真是衷心的来欢迎所有到我们当中的朋友们。
As our brother mentioned, we truly want to welcome all the friends we have among us.
我们在一起聚集呢，都是神的教会，在神的家中啊，我们一同在神的面前来聚集。
Now, as we gather here, we're all in the house of God, and as we gather before Him.
所以我们无论你作为朋友是在哪一个地方居住,
So, no matter where you may live,
无论是谁哪一个弟兄姊妹邀请您来,
and it matters on which brother or sister invited you,
我们都真诚、真心、诚恳的来 欢迎你到神的家中来做客。
And we truly welcome you into the house of God.
我们希望的是，借着这个福音的聚会，你也可以多一点了解我们信奉的这位独一的真神。And
I hope through this gathering, you may also come to know this true God that we worship.
或许呢，你得到这个好消息，接受了这个礼物啊，你也能够成为我们神家中的一个成员。
And or perhaps if you're willing to accept this gift, that you too may also become part of this family.
我们今天呢，刚才我们讲过哈，要讲到一个创造与救赎。
So as I mentioned, we want to talk about creation and redemption.
我们刚才唱的诗歌中，其中的一个诗歌叫《有一位神》。
The hymn we just sang, it says that there is a God.
就讲到有神有他创造啊，用他的全能创造的这样的恩典。
And it speaks of that God's using his power to create.
但是他也有他救赎的恩典。
But he also has the power to redeem.
他可以用温柔双手安慰受伤灵魂。
He will use his gentle hands to comfort those who have been wounded.
他也能够用慈悲体贴人的软弱。
And he will use his mercy to also understand the pains of man.
所以我们会讲到这两个方面。So
we will speak about these two topics.
我们有两处的比较重要的经文，我们可以稍微读一下。Let
us read two passages from the Bible.
第一处呢，是在圣经的这个罗马书第一章19节。The
first is in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 19.
神的事情啊，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。Because
what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested to them.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For from the world's creation, the invisible things of him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both his eternal power and divinity, so as to render them inexcusable.
第二处呢，是也是在罗马书啊，圣经的罗马书第八章32节。The
second part is also in Romans chapter 3, 8, verse 32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。 岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗?
He who yet has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
所以呢，我们今天讲的，刚才提到的哈，我们会讲四个题目，四个方面。So
for the topic today, we want to touch upon 4 points.
第一个呢，我们就讲到非常简短的讲什么是福音。
The first, very shortly, is what is the gospel?
这个好消息是什么? 刚才我们领会弟兄给我们一个悬念, 是个好消息到底是什么?
What is this good news?
然后我们会从创造和救赎两个方面讲到这里面有神的美意。
And then we'll touch upon creation and redemption and God's wonderful will in all of this.
然后我们最后部分呢, 会问一个问题, 为什么信耶稣是福音?
And lastly, we'll ask the question, why believe in him?
然后我们会有一个接着我们的一起的分享啊，一起的交通呢，来回答这个问题。
And hopefully, we'll have some sharing and answer on question and answer to answer this question.
所以我们正式进入的题目之前，我们还是有一个非常简短的祷告。
Before we get started, let's have a brief prayer.
我们可以有一块低头，然后有一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads.
亲爱的天父，我们实在是感谢你，我们又这样在你名下的聚集。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather before you.
我们特别感谢你，今天你借着弟兄姊妹的邀请，把一些慕道的朋友带到我们当中。
And thank you for through the invitation, brothers and sisters, that we have new friends among us.
我们实在是感觉这绝不是偶然。
We don't believe that this is a coincidence.
这实在是你寻找我们，要来把你自己宝贵的礼物赐给每一位愿意相信的。
But rather, you sought us out and brought us here so that you can give us the gift, if, and that we may hopefully we will be willing to accept.
愿你这一个宝贵的礼物可以让我们借着这些交通能够让我们明白。
And hope may we come to understand your precious gift through our sharing.
愿你特别借着圣灵开启，让我们看到最宝贵的礼物就是神独生的爱子耶稣基督。
And may the Holy Spirit really open our eyes so that we can see that the most precious gift is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不仅能看见，我们也愿意接受，欢喜的接受。
And not only can we our eyes be open so we can see, but we're also willing to accept.
我们把一切交到你的手中，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we give all these things into your hands in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们可以分享第一方面哈，什么是福音
？So let's start. What is the gospel?
这个福音呢，就是 gospel 哈，英文叫我们弟兄说的是 gospel， 就是 new good news。
So it is the gospel is a good news.
我们上周弟兄姊妹要时候，朋友们要注意的话，有一个消息出来哈。
I don't know if you noticed that last week there was some news.
周四呢，这个谷歌呢 ，Google 呢就宣布呢要投资$70 billion，要增加10,000个工作职位。
And Google stated that they were going to invest in $700 million to have about 10,000 jobs.
然后我们刚刚弟兄说700实际上是7 billion 哈，70亿哈，更多啊，更好的消息。
7 billion、yeah.
啊，所以呢，这个都是我们在学这个电脑的啊，或许快要毕业了啊，这是个很好的消息，找工作很好的消息。
So for those of us who are in the technology sector or who are just recently graduates, this is great news for us.
现在这个疫苗啊，如果是我们可以把这个有效而且安全的疫苗可以推出的话，这也是很好的消息。
And it's also good news if we can have the distribute the vaccine safely. That is also a good news.
我们大家在这个疫情当中已经过了一年多了哈，都非常的这个觉得很憋得慌哈。
And so it's already been a year to be it's been the pandemic for a year. So,
假设有消息说疫情已经真正得到控制啊，下月可以完全自由活动。
So if there's a news that came out says everything's under control, and then next month there's no more restrictions.
大家可以去旅游，大家可以聚会。
And that everyone can go and travel and gather.
像我们刚才弟兄说的啊，我们可以回会所，大家在一起面对面的来聚会。
Or perhaps we can return back to into the gathering place so that we can see each other face to face.
要是这个消息是真实的话，那是何等好的消息，也是好消息。
And if these were really news, then these would truly be good news.
当然这都是好消息。
But of course, these are all good news.
但是我们今天这个消息呢，是关乎一个人。
But our news today is about a person.
刚才我们唱的诗歌已经提到啊，福音呢，这个真正的好消息啊，大好的消息，乃是关乎神的儿子。
And as we sang in the hymns, that the good news, the true, good, truly good news is regarding the Son of God.
这个礼物不是中彩卷。
And this present is not a lottery.
也不是我们父母亲给我们一个很好的这个电脑或者其他的好的礼物。
It's not a computer, notebook or something that our parents give us or some other gift.
这个福音呢是一个重大的福音。
And this gospel is a great gospel.
在约翰福音呢3:16，我们刚才播饼的时候，有弟兄姊妹在纪念主的时候提到这句话。
And in Gospel of John chapter 3:16, during the Lord's table, our brother mentioned it.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish but have eternal life.
你看，这个大好的消息就是一个最好的礼物。
As you can see, the good news, the truly good news, is a good gift, is a great gift.
这个礼物就是神的爱子，让他的父神赐给我们的。
And this is that God gave his beloved Son for us.
这个礼物之所以重大,
and this gift is great.
这个福音之所以重大,
and this gospel is great.
因为它关乎生与死,
because it touches upon life and death.
福与祸,
and also the redemption.
The blessing and the ruin.
Okay.
和人的命运和归宿。
And basically the determination of man's life.
所以我们会借着创造和救赎这两个方面,
so we'll touch upon creation and redemption, these two points.
我们和朋友一起来, 在真理中来一起的来探索。
And so we'll also seek out in terms of truth.
虽然我们时间不多, 我们要来看一下有没有神呢?
So although our time is limited, let us take a look at, is there a God?
这个神的永能和神性在哪里有表现呢?
Where is the power and divine nature of God manifested?
有证据吗?
Are there any evidence?
所以我们会看, 首先我们看这个, 我们的第一方面, 就是创造。
So first thing we can take a look at is creation.
我们读一处的刚才我们已经读过的, 罗马书1章19节, 说神的事情人所能知道的, 原显明在人心里, 因为神已经给他们显明。
Romans chapter 1:19, because what is known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested to them.
这是神的话所说的, 在圣经中说的。
This is God's word, what he stated in the Bible.
我呢,老家呢, 我在这个上学期间, 是在泰安上的小学, 初中和高中。
So when I went to school, it's in Tai'an.
所以呢, 我这里选用的这个诗呢, 是唐代大诗人杜甫的, 关于在泰安看泰山的一个情形。
So this here is a hymn that the from a Tang Dynasty a great poet who wrote about the Tai Mountain.
朋友们知道泰安啊, 在2020年 是挺出名的。
And so Tai'an, this place in 2020 was famous.
有一个人呢, 大家不知道知不知道他, 他的中文名字叫远征啊。So
there was this individual.
泰安人呢,
he's from Tai'an.
泰安出生,
he was born there.
泰安和我一样, 读小学, 初中, 高中。
And then, so just like me, he went to grade school, middle school there.
这个人呢, 2020年 是个风云人物, 世界风云人物。
So he became a famous worldwide.
大家都可能比较熟悉他的英文名字叫 Eric Yuan.
So maybe you're familiar with his name. His English name is Eric Yuan.
大家想起是谁来了?
I don't know if you
remember. 这就是那个这个视频会议软件提供商的创始人兼 CEO Zoom 的 CEO 啊。
So he's the Zoom CEO of Zoom, right? The famous app.
大家在疫情中这个很困难的时候呢, 他这个软件呢, 就给大家有一同, 交通的这样的一个, 一个手段。
So during this pandemic, the app really helped to give us a really good tool for us to communicate with each other.
我们今天会议就是用Google, 但是呢, 我们有弟兄也通到这个用这个Zoom来转播。
So today we're using Google, but I know that some branches are using this to, using Zoom to also broadcast. Okay.
所以啊，你可以说呢, 这个2020年是泰安人远征的这个幸运年呢。
So this is a lucky year for the people of Tai'an.
他这个有一段时期大概是160个亿的这个资产。
So at some point in time, he had $10 billion of net worth.
但是朋友们, 我今天要给你一个好消息。
But today I want to give you a good news.
若是你今天能够接受神给赐给你的福音,
if you can receive the gospel that God gives you today,
若是你能够接受神儿子这个宝贵的礼物，
if you can receive this precious gift of God's Son,
2021年能够成为你更幸运的年。
2021 will be an even more luckier year for you.
甚至比这个远征得到财富更加大的祝福。
Even greater than receiving worldly riches.
我会读一下这个唐代诗人的诗呢，因为是古诗嘛，我们弟兄啊也不必要特别的翻译。
So it's I will read this in Chinese. It's an ancient Chinese poem.
我会读原诗，然后会把中文的这个比较容易理解的白话文给大家说一下。
And then afterwards, we'll try to explain a little bit more in more common terms.
就说呢，他说岱宗夫如何？这个诗的名字叫《望岳》啊，就是望泰山。岱宗夫如何？齐鲁青未了，造化钟神秀，阴阳各昏晓。荡胸生层云，决雌入归鸟。会当凌绝顶，一览众山小。这个用白话文说的话就是，泰山呐、啊，你究竟有多么宏伟壮丽？你既挺拔苍翠，又横跨齐鲁两地，造物者啊，大家注意了哈，说造物者给你集中了瑰丽和神奇，你高峻的山峰把南北分成晨曦，往层层云气升腾。令人胸怀荡涤，看归鸟回旋入山，使人眼眶欲碎。有朝一日，我总要登上你的绝顶，把周围矮小的群山们一览无遗。
So in other terms, basically it says that Tai Mountain, how magnificent, tall and green, and it spans the two lands, right?And it says that the Creator focused all of the magnificence and magic upon you and your tall and steep peaks. And you separate the north and south into the morning and the evening. And when you gaze upon the clouds and see them rise, it gives clarity. And seeing the homecoming birds coming back into the mountains. As well as us. Yeah.
Yeah.我给大家讲的这个呢，就是特别注意到的，就是这个造物者这个观念啊。
So the focal point here is regarding this highlight in red. It's about the creator.
就讲到虽然杜甫是一个不一定是真正认识神的人。
Although this poet is not necessarily a person who knows God.
但是呢，他这里讲到他把这个自然大自然的这个瑰丽和神奇呢，归功于有一位造物者。
So he attributed all this magnificence and things to this particular creator.
所以呢，圣经讲呢，这个人所能知道呢，神可以借着他的创造向人启示。
And so as the Bible stated that what man knows is something that God has revealed and manifested unto them.
所以泰山呢，之所以成为五岳独尊或者是五座山的之首。
So the Tai Mountain is considered one of the five holy mountains or one of the foremost in that group.
它的海拔并不是五岳中的最高的
啊。But sea level wise, it's not the tallest mountain.
它的原因是在于历代皇帝啊，这个中国人称为天子啊，他祭拜天和封禅之处要用到这个泰山。
It's famous because the emperors of the past dynasties, they worship there.
所以中国人朴素呢，就有一个对神的观念。
So Chinese people have a concept of God.
中国人呢，他有个这个天呢，就是中国人的俗话叫天老爷。
So the Chinese refers to heaven, which is referring to God.
像杜甫说的，也可以用说造化者哈，造物者。
Or as the poet stated, that is the creator.
那实际上就是这个圣经中所讲的这个上帝啊，神啊，这中国用朴素的观念来概括。
And so, using a very simple idea of concept of God, and it's referring to God or the Lord or heaven, etc.
那圣经中讲呢，神是自由拥有的神。
And the Bible says that the God is I am who I am, or rather the self-existent God.
Yeah, 他就不需要被造啊，他本身就是永远存在的，从始至终。
So he does not need to be created; he has always existed.
这个上帝呢，在 在这个圣经中常常用到耶和华神啊这个名字。
And so when we speak of or God, it's always referring, in the Bible, refer to the Lord God, Jehovah.
刚才我们唱的诗歌中特别提到，有一位神中特别提到耶和华啊，这位独一的真神。
And in the hymn we sang, we spoke of Jehovah, the true God.
虽然中国人对神呢这个观念是有，但是呢对神的真正的认识有缺乏。
Although the Chinese people have know that there is a God, but there's a lack of understanding of who he is.
甚至皇帝呢称自己是天子，天就是这个老天爷的儿子啊。
So the emperor themselves refer to themselves as the son of heaven.
实际上他真正这个实体或者是真在真理中天之子呢，实际上是圣经中神独一的爱子。
So when we speak of son of heaven, or rather son of God, is the only begotten son in the Bible.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
And son of God is our Lord, is Lord Jesus Christ.
中国人虽然观念上不一定完全了解。
Perhaps in, the Chinese do not fully understand.
但是中国人呢，大部分都自古以来都是有神的啊，不是无神的。
And but the Chinese people, you know, for all generations, are people who have beliefs. They're not atheists.
在中国的西周时期啊，在中东地区、以色列地啊，有一个叫大卫的大卫王。
And during the Western Tao Dynasty period, and in the Middle East, there's a king David.
那他比这个杜甫要早啊，但他也是喜欢写诗啊。
He's earlier, he's before this Chinese poet, but he also likes to write poems or psalms.
杜甫的诗都留下来了啊，大卫的诗都记在这个圣经中，特别是在诗篇中啊。
So both of their psalms or their poems are recorded and here in the Bible.
在诗篇的第八篇的第三、第四节这样讲啊。
And here David's psalm is in Psalm chapter 8, verse 3.
大卫这样说，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
David says, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
便说人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
哎，你看这个大卫这个写诗，就比杜甫呢更进一步。
And you can see David's psalm is takes a closer step.
因为大卫呢，他是在以色列地的神所立的一个王。
So he is the king of Israel.
以色列，我们读圣经知道是神首先特别拣选的一个民族。
So we, as we read in the Bible, we know that the Israelites was a group of people chosen specifically by God.
啊，是要借着这个民族呢，能够带下他完全的见证和对人的拯救。
And it is through this people that God reveals, brings forth His testimony and also His salvation.
甚至使万民都因为这个民族亚伯拉罕后裔呢蒙福。
And it is that all people are blessed through this people, through the descendants of Abraham.
所以圣经的旧约常常是用到这个以色列民族作为一个器皿来启示他自己。
And so God often used the people of Israel as a vessel to reveal himself.
所以呢，在这个诗中我们看到大卫他对神的认识是更进一步。
And here we see that God had, that David has a closer understanding, a more knowledgeable understanding of God.
他不仅像能像杜甫哈，有个朴实的对神创造的观念。
So similar to the Chinese poet that not only does he have a simple understanding, a concept of God.
他是创造的神。
That there's a creator God.
他能摸到神的性情。
But he is also able to touch upon the nature of God.
他看到这个天上的日月星辰呢，非常排列非常的有序。
And when he sees the heavens and the moons and stars that they're set in place in order, that there's an order to them.
他对神有认识呢，他就不会说这是大爆炸产生的啊。
And because he knows that there is a God, he would not necessarily say that it's caused by a big bang.
啊，他想到就是这位创造的神竟然顾念我们这些微小的人。
So, and he says that because he is God, he is mindful of us, of man.
他能从神的创造的奇妙呢，一下子过渡到和神的生命的这个慈爱的这个交流。
And from he starts off from the amazing creation of God and takes a step towards the fellowship with to a relationship with God.
因为这个诗歌就是大卫写给神的，你指头所造的天。
And so this psalm is a hymn that's written by David for towards God.
所以这个例子更好让我们想到哈，创造神可以借着他的创造来启示他自己。
And so we can see that God will use his creation to reveal himself.
所以我们刚才读罗马书一章20节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，所以是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So just as we read in Romans 1:12, from the world's creation, the invisible things of him are perceived, being apprehended by the mind, through the things that are made, both his eternal power and divinity, so as to be rendered them inexcusable.
那接下来我们再仔细看一下，这里讲到神的永能和神性啊，具体我们来一同的交流一下。
So let's take a look at what is his power, his eternal power and divinity.
这个神的永能就说永远的能力。
His eternal power is his eternal power.
这个神性呢，神的性是非常丰富的，但是我们因时间关系，我们着重在这三个方面哈，智慧、良善和慈爱上。
So because his divinity, his divine nature, it is very comprehensive, is broad, we'll just focus on these three points, his wisdom, his goodness, and his loving kindness, etc.
所以我们看一下这个神的永能，首先从永远的能力开始啊。
So let's start from his eternal power.
我们先从人的创造开始。
We can start from the creations of man.
我在1994年的时候，从中国到这个北美的加拿大多伦多来读博士。
So in 1994, I came to Toronto to get my PhD.
我经历了这多少年来人的科技创造所带来的巨大的变化。
And I truly experienced the changes that's brought forth by man's creation and technology and innovations.
那时候我想家了，我就要给家里打个电话。
At that point in time, I was missing my family, so I gave them a call.
所以我们提前呢要约好时间。我记得那时候好像应该有电话，或者是我们借着邻舍的电话那边啊，我家人那边。
So I think we had time or the telephone at the time, my family, or maybe they borrowed the telephone.
这边呢，我要找一个这个加拿大多伦多街上的一个电话公用电话亭。
And so here I needed to use a public telephone booth on the street.
我准备呢，就要拿着20个加币、啊，要到银行里换这个25分的这个硬币。
So I was taking a twenty Canadian dollar bill to go to the bank to exchange them for 25 cents.
一块钱四个啊。
So there's 4 quarters for every dollar.
20个呢就是80个硬币。
So there's about 80 coins I needed to get.
这80硬币放在手里沉甸甸的。
And these 80 coins was very heavy in the hand.
那我就进到这个电话亭里面。
And I enter into the booth.
先放十个硬币。
And place in 10 first.
然后拨通电话。
Once the line is open.
那边我太太就开始给我讲话。
Then my wife started talking to me.
没讲一段时间，时间不长，那边的那个电话的这个接机员就说了，再加这个硬币。
So in a very shortly brief time, then the telephone operator says you need to put in more coins.
所以这二十块钱，80个硬币很快就用完了。
So this $20, 80 coins was used up very quickly.
而且没打多长时间。
And the phone call wasn't very long.
而且三分之一的时间在投币上了。
And a third of the time was also spending time dropping coins in there.
但是我们看到这个人的创造哈，这20多年哈，发展实在太快了。
And we see how tremendously man has advanced in those 20 or so years.
大家现在呢用这个手机啊，微信啊，打长途都非常便宜啊。
And so it's very easy to, it's very cheap to make long distance calls or even use WeChat.
这个就是讲到人的创造也是很奇妙的。
And when we look at man's creation, it's very amazing.
我只是举个几个例子哈，你看这个跨海大桥。
I want to give a couple of examples. You can take a look at this sea crossing, these very large bridges that cross the ocean.
啊，我这几个的图像哈，这个就叫做胶州湾跨海大桥。
Sorry, it's one of the bay bridges that cross, I think in China, right?
就是在山东那边嘛，在青岛市啊，连接这个 Bay 这个整个的 Bay Area 的一个大桥，
So it's, I think it's in Qingdao, it crosses the bay, in that area.
大概是有42个公里啊，这么长。
It's about 42 miles, kilometers, sorry.
啊，那这个啊叫港珠澳跨海大桥，
So this is another bay bridge, a harbor bridge.
啊，是它是连接香港、广东的珠海和澳门这3个城市的一个大桥。
So this one connects Hong Kong and Macau and around that area.
The City of 珠海呀，全长呢有55公里，更
So
长。
it's 55 kilometers, even
啊，
longer.
那这个呢是这个叫做四渡河这个高桥。
And so this is a high bridge.
啊，前面2个是长，啊，这个呢是高。
So this one, the other two are very long. This one's especially high.
这个高度呢，大概有496米高。
And this is about 496 meters tall.
那大概是世界第二大高桥，在中国的湖北省。
It's in Hubei in China. It's the second tallest bridge in the world.
啊，我说这是什么意思呢？我就说，无论是现在的高铁技术、5G 技术。
So what is the point? The point is that whether it is the high-speed rails or 5G,
它显示人类的创造，
it shows us and demonstrates the creation of man.
它显示人有能力和智慧，有巨大的飞跃和有巨大的发展。
It shows that man has tremendous, has also wisdom and knowledge and also innovation and advancements.
但我们不能称人的创造成为永远的能力。
But we cannot, categorize man's creation as, we cannot say it's also of eternal power.
因为人的这些创造有一个的条件，
Because there's a condition to man's creation.
啊，这里我们讲的热力学第一定律。
So we can, when we study the first law of thermodynamics.
但是讲到呢，人所创造无论多么奇妙，都是从一种形态转化成另一种形态。
So this law of thermodynamics speaks of no matter what our creation is, there's a conservation of energy that applies, across different transformations or forms.
大桥是由混凝土和钢铁，主要是用它们来组成。
So the bridges are mostly created with concrete and steel.
但这些混凝土、钢材这些材料都已经存在在神的创造中。
And all of these materials are already, it comes directly from the creation of God.
啊，我们只是把它转化成那个更加对人类有利的这种创造的形式。
So we're merely taking what is already available and change it into a different form.
这就已经很奇妙了哈，
This is in itself is already very amazing.
但是神的创造在圣经中讲说是说有就有，命立就立。
But when God speaks of God in the Bible, it says that whatever he can bring things into being, whatever he commands will come about.
他不需要一个存在的东西，然后呢把它转化成这个东西。
He will create something from nothing. He does not need to change the form of one thing to another.
所以，对神呢，在圣经中讲到和人有两个巨大的区别啊。
So God and man, there's a two great differences.
第一个就是在创造中，他说神有什么能力呢？是由始无变有的能力。
So in creation, God has the power to create something from nothing.
在这个救赎上，我会下面会特别具体的讲到，他讲的是使死人复活的能力。
So of course, and later when we talk about redemption, he can cause the dead to rise.
也就是他有造生命的能力。
In other words, he has the power to create life.
啊，这里我们这里有一个这个公式啊，就是这个爱因斯坦的这个能量和质量的转化公式。
So here we have a equation, Einstein's equation for that changes energy and matter.
这就是 E 等于 MC 的平方嘛，哈。
So this is E equals MC squared.
啊，它是讲到这个能量和这个物质存在的质量是有一个对等的关系。
So here he states that there's a physical relationship between energy and matter.
那所以呢，有很多人的科技发展呢，造这个原子能。
So mass multiple all kinds of technologies, including nuclear power.
通过这个核裂变呢，把这个 M 这个能这个质量转化成这个 E 这个能量。
So effectively, nuclear power takes matter, physical matter, and changes it into energy.
所以这科学呢是把一种的方式质量换成能量。
So in other words, the technology is to change matter into energy.
但神的创造呢，是神说有就有，命里就立。
But God's creation, whatever when He commands, it comes about. He brings nothing into being.
因为神就是永远的能力。
Because He Himself is the eternal power.
当他说话的时候，
When He speaks.
他就把他的能力转换成一切万物。
And when he speaks, it brings power, and his power, energy gets convert brings forth all things.
同学们看到了吗？这个它的方向就是从 E 转化成能所有的这些的物质所呈现的质量。
So he takes this E, which is energy, and bring forth matter.
我们看一下神创造的一个例子，嗯，
Let's take a look at his one of example of his creation.
这是这个美国大峡谷。
And this is the Grand Canyon.
我们前几年我们一家人到那去参观。
Several years ago, our family, we went there.
没有像这个这火鸡站在这个地方，
We didn't stand on such a tall place as this individual.
但是我们是站在悬崖峭壁的，这看同样这个壮观的这个大峡谷的这个美丽和宏伟。
But likewise, we stood on the edge of the canyon and gazed upon the beauty and the magnificence of this place.
像你要像我们信主的，我们会由衷的赞叹、感谢神的创造和赞美神的创造。当然。
And for us believers, we perhaps would think would just really have a would just praise him in our heart because of this.
那甚至你若是真还没有信神的，你也会非常这个奇妙的感受到这个壮观的情形。
And even if you don't know him, perhaps you would have a perhaps you would have a, this amazing feeling when you gaze upon such magnificence.
那另一点，我想说的就是，神在这个创造万物啊，在创世纪一章一节说，起初神创造天地。
And so in the Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, it says that in the beginning God created heaven and the earth.
它包括宇宙万物和它其中的规律。
So it includes everything in the universe, include.
人也是其中的一个被造之物。
Man is also part of that creation.
而且呢，甚至在圣经中讲到，人实际上是神创造的这个杰作。
So man is God's masterpiece.
连我们中国人都说，人都是万物之灵啊。
And even the Chinese says that man is the spirit of all things.
他因为他显示了神的能力和智慧。
Because it manifests and demonstrates to us God's wisdom and power.
在圣经中讲呢，人是所有万物之中唯一一个是按照神的形象和样式造的。
And out of all creation, man is the only one that's created in the image of God.
所以我之所以花时间说人的创造呢，我是要大家了解，人之所以有这样的创造和能力。
And I wanted to mention this because man has this kind of power to create.
之所以有这个智慧啊，甚至有这个直觉、良心和自由的意志。
So man has a power to create, and has the wisdom and knowledge and also the intuition, the conscience.
是因为神造人的时候是按照他的形象和样式。
Man has all these attributes. It is because that when man was created, God created man in his own image.
所以神没有把人造成机器人。
God did not create man to be a robot.
因为神自己就有自由的意志。
Because God himself has free will.
甚至我们今天我们听福音，我们要不要信神啊？神给我们每一个人都有自由的意志和自由的决定。
Even today, as we hear the gospel, we all have our own free will, whether or not we want to believe.
那我们看一下创造的人，这个当中呢，我们看人的能力是毕竟是有限的，因为人是受造之物。
So when we take a look, man's power and ability is limited because man is a created being.
所以人不能使物变有。
Man cannot create something from nothing.
而且人也不能够造即使最简单的生命，人到现在还是没有办法造简单的生命。
And man cannot create even the simplest forms of life.
啊，这次新冠病毒啊，真是一个非常大的一个剧场和大的测试啊。
So the coronavirus is such a it's a big theater and it's a big test for us.
啊，他把这个人的一切的这个表现呢，都呈现在世人面前，特别是在这个信息这么发达的时代。
And it reveals all the things of man before everyone.Especially in such an information age.
啊，你看着就是把人的这刚强与软弱。
It shows man's strength and weaknesses.
但有些人呢，这个疫情当中啊，就显出他的刚强。
And so for some folks, it's an opportunity that they demonstrated their strength.
有些人呢，就显出他极端的软弱。
And for others, it showed that how weak they are.
甚至有些人呢，因为身体的软弱，甚至失去了生命。
And there were, of course, there were those who were also lost their life because of their physical weakness.
也是显示有些人是甘于为人牺牲，有些人呢自私自利。
And some sacrificed themselves for others, while there were others who were self-serving.
有些人在危机中呢是忍耐宽容。
And some in this in the crisis was patient and kind.
有些人呢是暴力和急躁。
While others were impatient and violent.
有些人的表现是诚实。
And for some, there was they showed honesty.
有些呢是诡诈。
And some showed deceit.
有些在处理这些情况的时候是有智慧和聪明。
And while some dealt with the situation with wisdom and intelligence.
有些人呢是愚蠢笨拙。
And but others were foolish.
啊，无论是在这个世界的层面，国家的层面。
Whether it is, whether it's regarding the country, the world,
还是政治、经济和旅游
or in terms of government, economic, and tourism,
甚至我们个人的工作、健康
or even more so individually, our career, our health,
我们的民主、自由
and our democracy and freedom,
啊，都给我们有很多方方面面的挑战
and all these things were.New challenges arose in all these areas.
但是朋友们，这也是一个危机，给我们神给我们的一个机会。
But friends, this is also an opportunity. This crisis has given us an opportunity.
让我们这些常常会依靠外面的这些人。
So that we who normally rely upon our other things, our external things.
我们放下我们的骄傲。
That we would have to lay down our own pride.
放下我们作为人的一切的这个自豪和这个觉得自己无所不能。
And to lay down our own pride in the thinking that there's nothing we cannot accomplish.
我们可以谦卑的来到神面前认识他。
And but rather to humbly come before him and to come to know him.
使这个灾祸呢能够成为神祝福我们的一个窗口。
And may this calamity becomeAn opportunity in which God blesses us.
啊，我们在这刚才讲到的这个神性方面，刚才讲的能力啊，我们看一下三个方面：智慧、良善和慈爱。
So before we talked about God's divine nature, we talk about wisdom, goodness, and love.
你看刚才大卫所写的“大到浩瀚的宇宙星辰
”，And David says that, so it's great to us as great as the vast universe.
小到这个万物的生灵，小花小草。
And then, small, on the smaller scale to the life of all things, and the flowers and the grass.
我们真正观察的，我们就发现这些里面都有神创造的智慧。
And when we gaze upon all these things, we realize that they all contain the wisdom of God.
我们家后院呢，这现在快基本上快到了哈、啊，再过一段时间呢，这个草坪啊就会生出很多蒲公英来。
So in my backyard, the time is almost coming that during in springtime there will be a lot of dandelions.
啊，就这个蒲公英，这是一种小花小草。
So there's a little flower there.
你看这个创造啊，非常奇妙，非常简单的花草。
If you look at this, it's such a very simple flower, but very amazing.
当它成熟的时候啊，它这个就是个圆球的绒球。
So when it looks like it's a little furball.
这个球你仔细看呢，每一个呢就是一粒种子在上面。
If you look closely, every little bit of a fur on here is a seed.
这个种子的每一个上面都有一个像个降落伞的一个蒲公英伞。
So there's always like a bit of a parachute on every one of these seeds.
当它成熟的时候，它干燥的时候，随风一吹，这每一个种子就带着降落伞啊，随风飘散。
So when it starts drying out, gets dry, and when the wind blows, all these seeds just get scattered and it starts flying.
所以，一颗简单的一颗蒲公英就能够生产出多少的这个后代啊？蒲公英都在那个草坪上啊，随机的那个这样的生长。
And so one single dandelion can bring life to so many different dandelions on so yeah.
哎，这个创造是不是很奇妙？
So is this not amazing?
这能够用进化的这个随机碰撞，从这个单细胞的生物进化来吗？
Yeah, is this something that's possible from a single cell organism just colliding with each other and then evolving to this?
你想我在后院我种的雪里红啊、韭菜啊，这些都是很简单的这些植物。
So in my backyard, I plant all different kinds of vegetables, including leeks and whatnot. They're all very simple plants.
它一成熟的时候，它那个种子啊，都是，一个小小囊里面有很多的种子。
And when they bear seed, it's always the seed is always they always bear this little pack, little packet, and it has a lot of seeds in it.
那韭菜呢？它是开个韭菜花，顶上呢也都是一个种子在其中。
So for the leek, it starts off blossoms of flower, and then there are all the seeds within.
它每一个植物的它的这样的方式呢，有这个巨大的生命的潜力。
And in all these seeds, they have tremendous power for life.
你再看这个人体的构造哈，眼睛啊，人的眼睛。
If you look at our human body, especially our eyes,
人的脑子啊，
or our
大
brain,
脑啊，这都不可能啊，用这个进化论从简单到复杂来进化而成。
it's impossible to for this to come from evolution where you have something extremely simple and become so vastly complex.
这只有一个解释是，那个更高级的、更有能力的神来用他的智慧来创造。
There's only one explanation, and that is God, who is far more intelligent and wise than us, and we are his creation.
还有一个例子就是水结冰的这个情况。
Another example is when ice free when water freezes and become ice.
所以一般的规律是从气体到液体到固体。
So the normal process is that when you have a gas is formed, that becomes a liquid form and becomes a solid.
这个过程呢，体积会缩小。
And so the process that increasingly the space becomes smaller and more compact.
The volume will be compact，所以它们的比重就会增加。
So then the weight will increase because of smaller volume.
但在神的智慧当中，水是一个特例。
But in God's creation, water is different.
当水结冰的时候，它是变成了从液体变成固体。
So this exception here is that when water freezes, it goes from a liquid to a solid.
哎，它很反常，它的设计呢，神设计是体积变大。
But what's interesting is that it's exception because the volume becomes greater.
水变冰的时候呢，反而是轻了，变轻了。
And when water becomes ice, it becomes lighter.
这不是偶然的一个设计，
This is not by accident.
因为其他的都没有这样的一个特性。
Because no other physical things have this kind of attribute.
这是个神在他的智慧中的设计，
This is something that comes out that's created by God through His wisdom.
也体现了他的良善。
This is designed by Him through His wisdom, and it demonstrate His kindness, His love.
啊，就是要存留生命。
And that is to keep life.
怎么解释呢？
How do we explain this?
就是当大地变冷的时候，当这些水源，无论是江河湖泊，要结冰的时候。
So that when, for example, when the weather becomes cold, when the vast bodies of water, when they start freezing,
这结冰都是从上面开始结啊，
the water freezes from top on down.
这个冰呢就会覆盖在水、江河湖泊的上面。
And so the ice will cover as a sheet over all these bodies of water.
使下面的鱼和水草都能够在这个冰的保护下继续过冬。
so that the plants and the animal or fish whatnot can continue to survive underneath the ice.
假设这个设计有错误，这个冰比水重的话。
If the design was a mistake and that water was heavier than, sorry, ice was heavier than water, then the water would start freezing from bottom up.
这个结的冰呢,
and this would separate the fish and the plants on the bottom. And many life would perish because of this.
所以我们不需要多讲，这个进化论呢实在是不靠谱的。
So I don't want to talk too much, but evolution is not very reliable.
人的祖先呢也不是猿猴变的。
And man's ancestors did not come from apes.
中国人的传统的观念就是有一个天老爷掌管一切。
Ancient Chinese concept is that there's a God in heaven.
中国骂人，中国人骂人就是畜生。
So when we insult someone, we call them an animal.
如果我们的祖先是猿猴变的话，我们应该很高兴啊。
If our ancestors were apes, then we should be very happy.
因为你骂我是你的祖先的，我很骄傲。
If you if you're insulting me and calling me animal, I should be very proud.
所以呢，这些都不是，大家都知道，这个我们不是从猴子变的。
So this is what then we come to know that we cannot be from apes.
万物呢是在神的创造中各从其类。
So in the all creation, all things were according to their own kind.
不会因为时间变长就会从简单变成复杂，然后变成人类这样的发达。It
cannot go from because time is because of a longer duration in time that the simple will become more complex.
那我们再看一下神性中的这个慈爱、公义和良善。Now
let's take a look at in his nature, his goodness and his righteousness.
圣经中讲耶和华这位神呢，他是有怜悯、有恩典。So
in the Bible, when we speak, it says that the God is merciful and he's loving.
他不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
And he is not easily angered, and he has an abundant grace.
所以在这里面讲到这个，当我们看到创造的时候，压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。And
the Bible tells us that bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench.
有首诗歌，我在这里打出来了。There's
a hymn I included here.
这野地的花。It's
the wildflowers.
这大家刚才我们也看到这个蒲公英。So
before we saw the dandelion.
这首诗歌唱的这个词是这样写的：野地的花穿着美丽的衣裳，天空的鸟儿从来不为生活忙。So
it says that the flowers of the wild, they wear beautiful clothes, and the birds of the sky never worried about their livelihood.
慈爱的天父天天都看顾，他更爱世上人，为他们预备永生的路。
Our loving Father looks after us every day, and He loves the people of the world.
第二段，一切需要天父已经都知道。So
whatever all of our needs, the Heavenly Father already knows.
他若心中烦恼，让他为你除掉。If
you have any anxiety or any struggle, let Him take it away from you.
慈爱的天父天天都看顾。Our
loving Heavenly Father looks after us every day.
他是全能的主，信靠他的人真是有福。He
is the Almighty Lord, and all those who trust Him are blessed.
你看，在创造中，神实在是可以启示我们他的良善和慈爱。So
even in creation, He can reveal unto us His goodness.
这里我给朋友们说的一点，就是在创造论和这个进化论上面有极大的不同。刚才我们已经讲到了。So
In the two concepts of creationism versus intelligent design, there's tremendous differences that we already touched upon.
而且它有一个极不同的后果。And
there's a vastly very different end result.
比方进化论，它的观点就是这个从简单到复杂的进化。So
the evolutionism speaks of from the simple to the complex.
只要有足够的长的时间。
As long as there's long enough time.
这些元素可以经过碰撞产生生命。
And that these particles or these organisms that or these atoms that they can collide and create life.
然后呢，简单的生命，单细胞生命可以最后能够经过时间和碰撞，能够产生这个人类这样的一个这样的极美的创造。
And that simple life forms can, through mutation and whatnot, can ultimately evolve into something as complex and such a wonderful creation as man.
所以它基本呢就是优胜劣汰，适者生存，弱肉强食。
So the overarching concept is survival of the fittest, the strong shall survive the weak, and the strong both struggle for food.
只要是你能够生存，你可以任意而行。
If you can survive, then you can do what you want.
所以进化论能够成为很多坏人的这个理论基础。
And it becomes the foundation of evolution becomes the foundation of a lot of people, a lot of villains or in history.
像这个希特勒用这个进化论的观点，认为德意志民族是优先民族。
So, for example, Hitler, they feel that the Aryans are the foremost or the strongest people.
啊，这些犹太民族是劣等民族，要把它杀掉。
And that the Jews were the weak and that they need to be exterminated.
这第二次大战，这个犹太人受逼迫，就是和这个有直接关系。
And the direct relationship with the Second World War and also the Holocaust is here.
若是我们的目的就是为了生存的话，
If our sole purpose in life is to survive,
那么这个奸臣秦桧来祸害这个岳飞忠臣。
So in I guess in Chinese there was a betrayal of this king,
那些落井下石的小人们，
or even the small-time crooks,
那些撒谎不脸红的政客们，
or even the shameless politicians,
那这都是可以接受的。
then if we acknowledge, then we can all accept all these things.
那因为对我政治好的话，我可以说这个戴口罩没什么果效。
And if it's expedient politically, then I can say there's no impact to wearing a mask.
我不管这个会引起死的代价，别人会因为这个，得病死亡，因为我是这个进化论。
Because I don't care because I'm evolutionary, then I don't care about other people's health or other people dying.
所以这进化论有很大的这个严重的后果。
And so evolution has a tremendous end result.
它和这个圣经所代表的真理。它是谎言和谬误所带来的灾害。
And so it is in contrast to the truth in the Bible, it brings forth lies and destruction.
真正相信圣经的，我们就知道这个神掌管宇宙万有。
If those for those who truly trust in the Bible, that we know that God has control over all things.
我们绝对不做这个天理不容的事情。
And we cannot do something that is contrary to the law of God.
因为时间关系，我们会进入到救赎这方面。
So, because of time, let's move on to redemption.
我们会讲到，仍然是讲到从救赎这方面讲到神性的能力、智慧、慈爱和公义。
So even in redemption, we can talk about God's divine natures in terms of wisdom, love, and righteousness
我
and
会
power.
给大朋友们讲到，实际上这个救赎能够更能体现神的永能和神性。
And the redemption will even demonstrate even more for us the power, the nature of God.
但是我们在这之前，我们首先需要讲到为什么人要需要被救赎。
But before we get there, we must talk about why does man need redemption?
因为在像罗马书圣经讲到说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For instance, Romans says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
啊，就是讲到这个神有一个标准啊，他这个标准是非常的高的。
So, I mean, God has a standard, and his standard is very high.
像打这个射箭是吧？这个靶心啊，正中心是这个标准。
So, as if you're shooting an arrow, towards a target, the bullseye is a
啊，你是
standard.
打到十环的最终点。
The goal is to hit the center of all the rings.
你所有打到别的地方都是不合格的，是亏缺了神的荣耀。
And if you didn't hit the bullseye, then you've fallen short of the glory of God.
而且是在所有一切所行的事情啊，都要，就你要不停的打靶子。
And it's not just in one thing, but in all things, you need to shoot for the bullseye.
而且你每一次都要打在正中靶心。
And then every single time, you have to be 100% accurate to hit the center.
这就是神的标准。
And that is God's standard.
所以我们一个诚实的人，若是按照这个标准说的话，我们可以知道，我们非常的同意哈，就世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And because of this, we can all agree on the Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
我们自己的良心不也是这样吗? 人，中国人说，人非圣贤，孰能无过？
When Chinese, we also speak of our conscience this way.
人这些标准，按照人的标准，除非圣贤的人哈，才能够达到啊。这还是按照人这个过与不过的这个标准。So
even according to man's standard, only those who are, only those who are, for example, prophets or someone who's, only those, you know, can achieve.
那这里在圣经中提到一些人的这个罪的表现。And
so following, then we look at the manifestation of sin.
你看各样的不义啊。And
you see all kinds of unrighteousness.
邪恶、贪婪、恶毒啊。Wickedness,
covetousness, malice.
这个嫉妒啊、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨呢。Full
of envy, murder, strife, deceit.
这些后面讲的这一些，包括狂傲啊、违背父母啊，这些都是罪。And
also, to be boasters or disobedience to parents, these are all sin.
包括无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。And
including those who are void of understanding, faithless, without natural affection, unmerciful.
所以神的标准就是你在心中动了淫念啊，或者是你有恨人、嫉妒人。
And God's standard is that if you covet it in your heart, or you, you're jealous of others, or you anger towards others, and these are all sin.
所以我们应该没有问题哈，我们都可以承认自己按照神的标准，我们都是罪人。So
it's very clear that according to God's standard, we're all sinners.
我们刚才讲的例子啊，神的创造中，甚至连的小花小草都充满了生命的潜在的能力。Before
we talk about that, in God's creation, even in the little flowers and whatnot, they demonstrate God's ability.
人的罪性可以会带来死亡。But
for man, our sinful nature brings us death.
我们可能想哈，这个人的一个种子可以产生那么多的生命的潜质，再加上科学的培养，我们可以人人都可以得饱足吧。And
so, for example, if with science and the seed, we can couldn't would not everyone be fed?
但是呢，其实不然。But
no.
你知道这个很多人呢，在非洲地区还有饥荒。You
know that we know that in Africa, many different places, there's still hunger.
生产粮食的这些经营，这些粮食运作的，甚至有很多都会把粮食白白倒掉啊，因为可以得到更高的这样的一个利润。For
those who are, you know, who are farming or producers of food, sometimes they will even often waste food just to maintain the price.
所以这就讲到人的罪呀，实在是引出死亡的这样的情形。And
this speaks of that man's sin will bring forth death.
在罗马书中讲到罪的工价乃是死。And
in Romans it speaks that the wages of sin is death.
而且呢，在圣经中讲到人人都有一死，死后且有审判。And
it also says that for all will die once, and then after that is the judgment.
那公义的神呢，断不以有罪的为无罪。And
the righteous God will not consider those who are sinful to be without sin.
所以这就是为什么我们在讲救赎这一方面之前，我们首先要认识两件事情。So
before we can fully look at redemption, we must fully understand two things.
第一件就是我们人是有罪的。First
is that we are sinful.
第二点就是讲到我们需要神的拯救，使我们脱离罪和罪的审判。And
the secondly is that we need God's redemption to save us from sin and the judgment of sin.
也脱离这个罪所带来的死和死亡的这样的审判。And
also to escape from death and the judgment that comes from death, from sin.
那这里有一段圣经讲到马太福音的，讲到耶稣的一个例子。
So here there's an example where he speaks of him in the Gospel of Matthew, the example of Jesus.
这个耶稣呢, 我可以大家特别, 快地介绍一下。
So let me introduce you to Jesus very quickly.
大家可能都听说啊, 我们的, 知道这个耶稣基督就是我们的所讲的这个好消息。
So Jesus is the good news.
就是这个神的儿子。
He's the Son of God.
你要有时候你在街上会看到有些人呢, 他这个车上会带着一个车牌的这个, 一个装饰。
So on the road, sometimes you may see people having a bumper sticker on.
他会说这个, 我的老板就是一个犹太的木匠。
And he says that my boss is a Jewish carpenter.
你不要觉得他是在一个木匠这个作坊里在帮工的。
Don't feel that he is a helper.
他不是在那个做木匠，他是实际上是一个信主耶稣的人。
Oh, don't feel that person is a carpenter, but rather that is a believer.
他可能做任何事情，但是呢，他信这位叫耶稣基督的这个犹太人耶稣基督。
So he can be of any work, but he is a believer who believes in Jesus.
我们在公元前后，这个都是按照耶稣基督他诞生的日子来定义。
So we are even our the years the count is BC and AD, which is before Christ and after in the year of our Lord.
而且耶稣基督非常奇妙的，在旧约圣经中有很多的先知指着他所说的一切的预言。
And in amazingly, in the Old Testament, there were a lot of prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus.
当他在公元两千多年以前的时候，他生下来的时候，他就照着所有的预言来成就。
And so when he was born, he fulfilled much of the prophecies in the Old Testament.
所以从一种意义上，耶稣基督非常的特别，就是他在出生以前，他的详细的传记都写好了。但是呢，他是先传记写好，然后使他所有的传记都成为真实。
So what's amazing for him about him is that his biography was written before he was even born, and when he was born, he fulfilled all the things that were written.
所以在这马太福音他讲他的时候是说到耶稣下了山，有许多人跟随跟着他。
And here in Gospel of Matthew says that Jesus came down from the mount, and many people were following him.
他有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
And so there was a man suffering from leprosy says to him that Lord, if you're willing, then I shall be clean.
耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
And Jesus said, touched him and says, I am willing, and he was cleansed.
他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
And his leprosy departed from him.
所以这里我们特别讲到两个地方。
So here, we especially want to touch upon two points.
这两点呢, 就是一个是主肯, 也主也能。
First is that he is willing, and he is also able.
主为什么肯救我们呢?
Why is he willing to save us?
我们要讲到他的慈爱, 恩典和怜悯。
We need to look at his loving kindness, his grace, and his mercy.
不是每个人都怜悯罪人, 愿意来拯救他们。
Not every person is merciful towards sinners and is willing to save them.
更是少的，有很少的人, 说是没有人, 愿意来为着我们罪人付上在十字架上 受死的代价。
And there's even there would be even fewer, if any, who is willing to pay the price for our sin upon the cross.
然后我们会讲到第二点，就是他也能够做到他的拯救。
And the second is that he is able because he has power to save us.
在这里我们看到这个神为我们所做的，他肯这一点就是他的慈爱。
And here we see that our Lord God is willing to do this for us, and that is his loving kindness.
罗马书说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And for in Romans says that for scarcely for the just man will one die, but perhaps for the good man someone might also dare to die. But God commands his love to us in that we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
在圣经中讲神的爱的时候，他用的比喻是非常特别的。
When we speak of his love in the Bible, his analogy is very special.
他说天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
And he says how far the heaven is from the earth, and how great it would be his love, his mercy for those who fear him.
当我们形容神的爱的时候，我们常常说是长阔高深的爱。
So when we speak of love, we also describe it as being deep, wide, and broad.
我们只是说他的这个思维的空间，我们没有办法说神的长阔高深到多少多大的距离。
We can only describe in dimensional terms, but we can never specifically state how exactly big it is.
为什么呢？因为神的爱是无穷大的，无论我们设在哪一个的数，它都会超过。
Because his love for us is infinitely great, no matter what number we use, he will surpass.
我们知道我们人的爱是有条件的。
We know that man's love is conditional.
他在对象上有条件。
There's a condition towards a particular target.
我们可以为朋友有好酒招待。
Perhaps for our friends, we will place the good banquet.
我们可以为好朋友两肋插刀。
And perhaps for our friends, we will be willing to take a knife wound for them.
但对我们的敌人呢
？But what about for our enemies？
我们说的一个词就是要用猎枪来对待。
But towards our enemies, we want to take a hunting rifle to them.
而且我们的爱，人的爱是有程度上也是有限的。
And towards there's also in terms of degree.
So 我们这个程度上有两方面，一个是我们愿不愿意。
There's two different degrees. One is whether or not we're willing.
我们可以为很好的朋友愿意做的更多。
We're willing to do much more for our good friends.
另一个程度方面，我们是能力方面。
Sorry, another degree is
ability.
Ability, okay.
父母亲爱儿女，常常肯付一切代价。
The parents love their children, but often cannot pay the price.
但是我们不一定能帮助我们的儿女，有能力帮助他们。
They parents love their children and is willing, but may not have the ability to pay the price.
但是神呢，却是这种无缘无故的爱给我们。
But God gives us this love that is without condition and without reason.
就是没有条件的，因为他就是爱。
It is without condition because He is love.
所以他肯救我们并爱我们这样的罪人。
Because he is willing to and love us who are sinners.
在这个我们在讲到能这一方面哈，神也能够救我们。
And God also has the ability to save us.
在他能这方面能够显出他的能力、智慧和公义。
And in his ability, he demonstrate his wisdom, his power and ability.
要显出他能够有这个使死人复活的能力。
And to demonstrate that he has the ability to cause the dead to rise.
为什么只有他？为什么神能呢
？How is he able？
为什么也只有他能呢
？And why is it only he is able？
因为他要救赎我们，他有需要至少有两个条件。
In order to save us, there are two conditions.
首先，他因为罪的工价乃是死，所以他必须替我们受死。
So because the wage of sin is death, so therefore he must suffer death for us.
但是他必须是那个无罪的来代替有罪的。
And secondly, he must be one who is without sin in order to be a substitute for those who are with sin.
一个杀人犯被关啊，他不能用另一个杀人犯来代替他。
If a murderer was jailed, you cannot take another murderer in substitution for him.
除非有人为这个杀人犯偿命啊，用这个没有罪的人来代替他。
Unless, of course, in order to substitute for his life, you must take a person who is without sin.
所以只有神儿子这个道成肉身的是完全无罪的人。
So therefore, the Son of God must be one who is without sin.
他降世为人，成为那替罪的羊。
He came upon earth and became a lamb who became a substitute.
来担当人一切罪的刑罚。
And to substitute for man to suffer the judgment of sin.
第二个条件，他也必须要从死里复活。
The second is he must be able to resurrect from the dead.
他若是只是为我们代罪，他死了，我们就没有任何盼望。
If he died and became a substitute for us and died, and there would be no hope for us.
或许我们的罪可能暂时的能够良心上的罪的谴责，受到这个可以弥补。
Perhaps our conscience would be at peace.
但是呢，我们没有办法能够战胜我们这个罪人的本质。
But we can never overcome our sinful nature.
我们可能以前的罪，我们不会，我们被赦免，但是我们将来还会再犯罪。
Perhaps our past sins are forgiven, but in the future we'll continue to sin.
所以呢，这神的儿子必须要死而复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
So therefore, the Son of God must die and resurrect to demonstrate that He is, in fact, the Son of God.
然后他借着我们的信心，赐给我们他那个复活的生命。
And then by our faith, He gives us to us His resurrected life.
他才能真正拯救我们。
And only then can we truly be saved.
所以你从这两个条件看到，只有神能也只有神能。
And as you can see from these two, that only God is able and only God is capable of doing this.
所以在圣经中讲，除他以外别无拯救。
And therefore, the Bible says, outside of Him, there is no other salvation.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name by which we may be saved in heaven and earth.
所以神的儿子耶稣基督。
Therefore, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是被父神把他放在十字架上。
He was placed upon the cross by the Father God.
为我们的罪呢，承受罪的审判。
And for our sin to suffer the judgment of sin.
罪的刑罚和咒诅。
And to suffer the curse and also the wage of sin, the punishment of sin.
那就是死。
And that is death.
来满足神公义的要求。
To satisfy the righteous requirement of God.
好使我们这些相信他的人。
So that we who trust in him.
可以免去神公义的审判。
Can be pardoned from his righteous judgment.
能够成为神的儿女，享受父神的慈爱。
And to become his children, to enjoy the love of the Father God.
所以我们的救赎是在十字架上所造成的。
So our redemption is created upon the cross.
在十字架上，神的慈爱和公义相交。
The cross is the point which his love, loving kindness, and righteousness intersects.
因为神儿子在十字架上为我们所付的极重无比的代价。
Because of the tremendous, incomparable price that was paid by the Son of God upon the cross.
我们可以凭着简单的信心来支取神白白的救恩。
We can use our simple faith to receive his tremendous redemption.
朋友们，你同不同意在救赎上更能显示神的能力？
Friends, you agree that in salvation, that in redemption, it demonstrates the ability of God.
更能显示神的智慧。
And even more so, it demonstrates the wisdom of God.
所以我们就是讲到，就是神的救法是用这个新造来代替旧造。
So in his salvation and redemption, he uses the new to as a substitute for the old.
他用耶稣的血。当我们信他的时候，就洁净我们的所外面所犯的一切的罪。
And he uses the blood of Christ to cleanse us of our sins.
他是用神儿子的生命借着我们的信住在我们的心里。
And he uses the son of his life and place that into our hearts so that we can live with that.
来代替我们这个有罪的天然的亚当的生命。
And to be a substitute for our natural sinful life that is from Adam.
所以在圣经中讲，若有人在基督里，
and therefore the Bible says if a person is in Christ,
他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
He is a new creation; all things old have passed.
所以我们这个救赎是何等宝贵。
So therefore, how precious is our redemption?
而且这个比创造更加的困难和更加的奇妙。
And this is even more difficult and more amazing than creation.
一方面。要在救赎这方面，他需要肯救我们，他也能够救我们。
On in redemption, he must be willing to save us and also be able to.
但对我们这些被救赎的人，我们只要简单的信心来配合。
And for us who are redeemed, we only need to but have a simple faith and trust.
那就是承认我们自己是罪人。
And but also to acknowledge that we're sinners.
承认我们需要认识神，需要神的拯救。
Acknowledge that we need him and we need his salvation.
需要用信心来接受。
We need to receive through faith.
因为神爱我们的缘故。
For God loves us.
他既然把他的独生的爱子死在十字架上来拯救我们。
And he gave up, sacrificed his own son upon the cross to save us.
他既然不吝惜他的爱子被我们舍弃，赐给我们。
He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us.
他就不会把这个救恩做得那么难，让我们没有办法接受。
And unless he did this, he did not make the salvation redemption so difficult that we cannot accept.
所以朋友们，我们信神，得神的拯救非常简单。
So for us, it's very easy and simple for us to receive His redemption.
圣经讲，你要口里承认耶稣为主，心里信他，信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And we only need to acknowledge with our lips, our tongues, and proclaim and accept in our hearts.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Because if we not believe in our hearts and proclaim with our mouth, then we will be saved.
神儿子耶稣基督在2000多年以前降生，降世为人。
The Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came upon earth 2000 years ago.
人子来是要来寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man came to seek those who are lost.
他就是来寻找我们这些失丧还没有相信他的人。
He came to seek out those who are lost and but have not yet trusted in him.
他要让我们知道神爱我们，爱到这样的地步，为我们流血舍命。
He wants us to know that God loves us to such extent that he is willing to shed his own blood for us.
他要让我们明白他有能力拯救我们脱离罪与死。
And he also wants us to know that he has the power to save us from sin and death.
他用他的爱来吸引我们，让我们配合他，能够相信接受他儿子在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
And he draws us close with his love, and so that we can trust in him and believe in what he has accomplished on the cross.
我们都有像神的这个有的自由的意志。
We all have free will, just like God.
像我们刚才唱的开始唱的诗歌中的话，他神给我们选择他的这样的自由的意志和恩典。
And just like in the hymn we sang, that he gives us a free will to select, to choose him and also to choose grace.
所以相信神，我们有何等大的这样的福分。
So trusting in him, we are tremendously blessed.
我们在这一点上，我们要问为什么信耶稣是福音。
And therefore we need to ask, why is trusting in Christ the good news?
因为我们可以罪得赦免，得赦罪，神赦罪的平安。
Because our sins can be forgiven and we can be at peace because of our forgiveness or for forgiveness.
解决我们一切外面的罪所表现出来的罪行。
And to deal away with all the things the characteristics of sin.
我们借着简单的信心，口里相信，心里口里承认，心里相信，我们就可以得神永远神儿子的生命。
And if we were to simply proclaim with our lips and believe in our heart, then we will receive the eternal life that is from the Son of God.
这个神的儿子生命就在我们称为新造，来解决我们这个罪性、这个罪人的问题。
And the life of the Son will make us a new creation and will solve the problem of our sinful nature.
使我们脱离罪与死，进入神光明生命的国度。
So that we can escape from death and darkness and enter into his kingdom of light.
在将来也脱离神公义的审判。
And in the future, we'll also be spared the righteous judgment of God.
进入神给我们一切生命的丰富和祝福当中。
And enter into his abundant life and abundant blessing.
朋友们，我们不需要完全知道神再来信他。
Friends, we do not need to fully, completely understand God in order to trust in him.
我们甚至可以向主祷告，我们认识你不够。
We can even pray to him saying, Lord, I don't know enough about you.
但是赐给我信心，让我能够开始来学习，来依靠你，来认识你。
But give me faith so that I can trust in you, I can rely upon you and learn about you.
我这二十多年，二三十年信主，我见过很多很多的人信主。
In my 23 years trusting in him, I've seen many, many people coming to the Lord.
那从来没有听到任何一个人对我说，李弟兄，我后悔我当时信主。
I've never seen any individual saying, Brother Larry, I regret coming to know the Lord.
因为我们信神，信主耶稣，就能够成为我们一生的祝福。
Because trusting him will be a blessing for our entire life.
圣经上说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
And all those who trust in his name, he will give us the power to be his children.
圣经上说，有了神儿子的生命，就有了一切。
And he also says that if we have the life of the Son, then we have everything.
你缺乏爱吗？
Do you lack love?
你缺乏喜乐吗？
Do you lack joy?
你缺乏和平忍耐吗？
Do you lack peace or patience?
你缺乏恩慈和良善吗？
Do you lack blessing and goodness?
你缺乏信实和温柔节制吗？
Do you lack truthfulness and
你缺乏永生的盼望吗？
Do you lack eternal hope?
神的儿子都可以给你。
The Son of God can give you all of these things.
因为神的儿子就是那个完美的礼物。
For he is the complete full package present.
你有了他就有了一切。
If you have him, then you have it all.
而且你有了他你就有神所赐给他的万物。
And if you have him, then you would have all the things that God has given to him.
我们开头读的那个圣经说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把他，也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
And just as we read in the beginning, it says, He who, yea, has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
你得了神儿子的生命，就得了无价之宝。
And when you receive the life of the Son, then you have the priceless treasure.
你比杜甫有福多了。
And you'll be even more wealthy than Eric Yang.
你比那个杜甫，这个诗人杜甫有福多了，因为他
只是。You'll be more wealthy than the poet.
你比这个 Zoom 的这个元征更加有福。
And you'll be more wealthy than the Zoom CEO.
他得到的是160亿美金的这个地上的产资产。
He has a $16 billion wealth net worth in the world.
如果你能相信2021年你得到了神儿子那个无价之宝。
If in 2021 you believe, then you will receive the priceless gift from God.
你像神的儿女，我们已经相信的人一样，成为真正的富豪。
And you too will be like all of us who trusted him to be true wealthy individuals.
这是何等大的福气。
What a great blessing this is.
我们知道我们当中有很多的朋友，他有很多的挑战。
I know that there are many friends among us who are struggling.
我们也可能需要爱来解决我们个人和家庭的问题。
Perhaps also we need love to solve the individual or problems within the our own family.
我现在就问一下我们当中的朋友，你愿不愿意来相信这位我们的救主耶稣基督
？So let me ask our friends, are you willing to trust in this our Lord who is our Savior?
你愿不愿意从他得到你所缺乏的爱
？Are you willing to?Receive from him the love that you lack.
我们当中在工作、在生活、在各方面学习上需要智慧、需要神安慰的，神都可以赐给我们。
And whether it's in our work, in our study, in our family, and all these things, if we need, whether we need wisdom or strength, and all these things, God can give us.
我们需要被包容、需要被接纳、需要罪得赦免的，我们都可以来接受这位神的儿子，能够得到这一切神的祝福。
If we need to be acceptance compassion or all these things, we can trust in him and receive all these things.
我们伤心悲哀的，神有温柔的双手来安慰我们，我们可以就近他来得受伤的和灵魂的医治。
And if we're saddened or in pain, that he will put his arms around us, he will comfort us.
我们软弱的，我们无论是精神上、身体上有疾病的，神都可以担当我们的软弱，体贴我们的软弱。
And if we're weak in the whether it's physically or mentally, and he will help us and take up a burden and to help us.
所以我问我们当中的朋友们，若是你愿意来认识这位神的儿子，相信这位神的儿子。
So I want to ask our friends, if we're willing to trust in the Son of God and believe in the Son of God.
无论你在哪里啊，我们看不到你，但是你可以向着我们这位神举手。
And no matter where you are, we may not be able to see you, but may you raise your hand towards God.
或者你也在心里面，若是不方便，你可以在心里面向这位救我们的神、爱我们的神来举手。
If you're not able to, perhaps in your heart, you can raise your hand towards this God who will save us.
无论你在怎样的境况，你都可以向着这位神来表示你愿意相信他，口里承认，心里相信，就必得救。
And no matter your circumstance, wherever you are, as long as you proclaim your lips, mouth, and you trust in your heart, you will be saved.
我们当中有没有朋友啊？有这样愿意这样的，你可以现在就可以来向这位神表示。
And do we have any friends who want to trust him? You can proclaim this now.
甚至我们现在网络我们看不见你，但是神是无所不在、无处不有、无所不知的神。
Although we're not here with you, we cannot see you, but God is omnipotent, omniscient, and He is everywhere.
有没有朋友
Do we
向
have any
他
friends?
举手，相信他，愿意把他一生的日子都交在这位神的手中？
Do we have any friends who trust in Him, who wants to give their life to Him?
有没有人把自己的一切的失望和绝望都带到神的面前，让我们的神成为我们永远的盼望和永远的这一切的供应？
And are there any, is there anyone who is willing to take your disappointments and your hopelessness to him so that he can be our hope, our eternal hope?
你愿意这样的话，你就向他举手。
If you're willing, then you can raise your hand to him.
你可以在心里向他有所承诺。
And you can speak to him from your heart.
有没有在黑暗中的、在孤独中的、在寂寞中的，他需要神的光来光照？
Are there any who are in darkness, who are in loneliness, who needs the light of God to be shone upon him?
需要主耶稣做他知心的朋友，做他一生的伴侣。
Is there anyone who needs Christ to be their friends and the friend who will walk with them?
你也可以向这位神，独一的神举手。
You too can raise your hand towards this one and only God.
有没有这样的朋友们？
Do we have any friends?
你可以抓住这种机会，我们不是每一天或者每一年都有这样的机会。
We should take hold of the opportunity because it's not as if we have all this kind of opportunity all the time.
我们可以来再唱一首我们第一次我们开头唱的这首诗歌《一件礼物》。
Let us sing the hymn we sing at the beginning again. The best gift.
那在这个时候，我们唱诗的时候，我们来请这些朋友们再继续的。若是你还没有刚才没有举手或没有表示，你可以在你的心中呢也做一个预备。
If even if you have not raised your hand, but perhaps in your heart you can prepare as we sing this hymn.
我们唱完诗呢，我们会再有一些的呼召。
After we sing the hymn, we'll have a bit more of calling time.
愿你能够抓住机会，能够成为你这里口里承认、心里相信，就必得救的美好的这样的见证。
And I truly hope that you take the opportunity and have the testimony of that as trusting in your heart and proclaiming with your lips.
我们一起唱这首诗歌，有一件礼物。
Let's sing this hymn, the best present.
是的，这份礼物是何等的宝贵。
Yes, this, how precious is this present?
这是神儿子在十字架上，他流血舍命为我们换得的礼物。
It is a gift that the Son of God shed his blood on the cross for us.
我们亲爱的朋友，若是你愿意相信这位爱你的神。
Our dear friends, if you're willing to love this God.
愿意把你自己交在他的手中。
If you're willing to give yourself into his hands.
愿意做他在神家中的儿女，
if you're willing to be his children，
愿意让他的宝血洁净你一切的罪，
if you're willing for his blood to cleanse you of all sin，
愿他圣洁的复活的生命进到你的里面，
and if you're willing for his resurrected life to enter into you，
愿他成为你里面的新造的生命，
and to be for him to be the new created life in you，
无论我们过去是怎样的黑暗。
No matter how dark our past is,
怎样的无助和失望，
and no matter how hopeless and without help we are,
怎样的软弱和悲哀，
and how weak and saddened we are,
神的生命可能在我们里面成为那个喜乐、平安和祝福的生命，
and may His love come into us and be the life of love, peace and joy,
成为那个光明的、那个满有荣耀盼望的生命，
and to be a bright and glorious life in us.
朋友们，你要是愿意接受这位宝贵的救主，我请你来向他举手。
And friends, if you're willing to receive this precious God, then may you raise your hand towards him.
向他在心里面说，我愿意相信你。
And say to him in your heart that I am willing to say, I am willing to trust in you.
有没有这样的朋友？
Is there any friend?
好，我们因为时间关系，我们一同低头祷告。
Because of time, let us all bow our heads for a word of prayer.
大家，无论你刚才有没有举手，有没有在心中有表示。
Regardless whether you raise your hand towards him or proclaim in your heart to him.
你觉得我的祷告你同意，你就可以和我一同来祷告。
If you agree with my prayer, then you can pray with me.
我说一句呢，你可以跟着我说一句。
You can follow me in every word I say.
慈爱的天父，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
感谢你借着今天的信息，把你自己的独生的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you for the message that, and thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
感谢你让我们看到神儿子是何等宝贵，我们一生不能错过的机会。
And thank you for showing us how precious He is, and it is an opportunity we just cannot pass on.
主，我是一个罪人。
Lord, I am a sinner.
因为我按照你的圣洁的标准，
according to your holy standard,
我亏缺了你的荣耀，
I've fallen short of your glory.
但是我愿意接受主耶稣神的儿子这个宝贵的礼物，
but I am willing to receive this precious gift of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我愿意认耶稣基督为主，为我个人的救主，
and I want Lord Jesus Christ to be my personal savior.
我愿意心里信神叫他从死里复活。
And I want to believe that God raised him again from the dead.
我愿意相信按照你话的应许我就必然得救。
And I'm willing to believe that by the promise of your word that I too shall be saved.
我求你耶稣基督神儿子的宝血洗净我一切的罪恶过犯。
And I pray that may the blood of Christ cleanse me of all sin.
赐我你赦罪的恩典和平安。
And to give me your the peace that comes from the forgiveness of sin.
求你更是按照你话语的应许，把你儿子的复活的生命充满在我的里面。
And by the promise of your word, may you fill me with the life of your son.
借着你儿子的生命，你带下你的爱和平安。
And may you bring forth to me love and peace by the life of your son.
带下你的喜乐和你的智慧。
And may you bring forth to me your joy and and your wisdom. And may the Holy Spirit dwell with me. May you keep all the days of my life so that it is within your will.
不仅我自己人生的道路是在你的祝福和看顾当中,
so that my life is in your guidance and your protection.
更是在神的家中与神的众儿女一起,
and so that I too may be in the house of the Lord with all of your children.
一同走这条属天的道路,
that I can walk together this heavenly path.
主啊,为着你拯救我, 为着你向我所存的美好的旨意献上感谢。
And I thank you for saving me and for your amazing will.
愿荣耀颂赞敬拜都归给你。
May all glory, honor, and praise be to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
In the name, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友们，你若是跟着我们。